I like my creation, no exception. I like my creation, no exception. Can you say that about all the creation in your life? That you like it, no exception? Can you say that you like everybody in your world? Can you say you like your family, everyone in your family, and you're not trying to change them? You like them just the way they are. You like them with all the beauty and the harmony and peace and joy that you see in them, that you created in them, and you like them just the way they are. Can you say that? Can you say that? Do you know how to say that you like everything in your creation just the way it is, and that's how you created it? Now, all too few of us can say that. Why do I say all too few of us can say that? Because we look around, and what do we see? We see unhappiness. We see people with troubles. We see the world upset. We see turmoil. We see anxiety. We see sickness. We see disease. We see illness. We see poverty. We see unhappiness. It's about time that I get my act together, and I start realizing that's all my creation out there. Every bit of it. It's all my creation. I created every single bit of it. There is not one bit of creation about me, whether it's another country, whether it's another family, whether it's another world, whether it's my backyard, my front yard, whether it's my family, whatever it may be, my body, my life, I like my creation, no exception. I create it. Now, that doesn't mean that I want to go on and have new ideas about it. That's okay. I'm planting flowers in the garden in the front yard, and I decide, no, I think I'll put carnations in there. And then I go down to the nursery and buy a box of carnations and bring them home and set them into my garden in the front yard. And they're so beautiful. And then, as time goes on, I get so busy I forget to water them. I get so busy and I forget to tend them. And I bring my neighbors home one evening and I say, you know, I planted all these beautiful carnations and look at how they're wilting. And my neighbor says, that's because you don't like them. I do too. I bought them. I like them. They're my carnations. I put them in my front yard. I wanted everything, but it's to look so nice for me and everybody. Well, you don't like them. What do you mean I don't like them? If you liked your carnations, you would water them. If you liked your carnations, you would take care of the soil and loosen it up. If you liked your carnations, you would look at them and say, they are beautiful, instead of saying they're bad. If you liked your carnations, you would look at them and say, how wonderful are my carnations? They're so great, they're so beautiful. And they may be having a struggle a little bit, maybe too much sun or too little sun or too much water, too little water, whatever the case may be. And so you begin to like your creation with no exception, and you take care of it. Now, does taking care of it mean you have to get out there and work in the garden? You have to go and loosen the soil? You have to go and water it? And you have to do all these things? Not at all. You can create yourself an environment that has modest rain, but regular, and the plants grow beautiful. A farmer with a field of corn in an area that no irrigation is done, he depends on nature. He depends on the heavens. He depends on the divine to let this water sprinkle down just the right amount, the sun to shine just the right amount. And he also says that his plants are wonderful. They're beautiful. He glorifies in them. He doesn't speak about any negative thing that might be affecting other people's plants, but his plants are vital, dynamic, alive, and fantastic. I like my creation, and my creation is all beautiful. Everywhere I look, I see it just the way I want it to be. I see up here in the high mountains, they're beautiful. I see all of these manzanita trees that just grow. Where do they get the water? Other plants struggle for it, but they have it perfectly because they're in their right place doing their right thing. And I look at my pine trees and I see them towering up into the sky. And I think to myself, my goodness sakes. Yes, at one time, there were pine trees all over these mountains. At one time, nature had taken care of all these things, but man came along and had his own ideas. And he had fires that burned them down, and he had all sorts of problems that kept them from being beautiful. It doesn't have to remain that way. We can change our attitude about our creation. We can change our attitude about the world in which we live, and we can see the world in which we live as being beautiful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful. I like my creation, no exception. I look at my plants and I see them growing. I look at my irises and I say, my goodness sakes, they're beautiful. And then all of a sudden, I say, okay, I see them beautiful. In 2 seconds flat, I reach down and pick all the little leaves away from them and the other things away from them so I can see them. Not that they shouldn't be there because they make a nice mulch, but I want to see them. And I want to enjoy the beauty of my plants. And I like my creation. I like my family. My son has done the most magnificent thing with his life. He is the most desired, fantastic being on the face of the earth because he likes himself. And wherever he goes, people admire him. Wherever he goes, people think highly of him, just like I do. And this is what goes on. Oh, I'm sure that as he builds his airplanes and as he develops his projects, he may have a little problem now and then that might keep him from it. And it doesn't have to stay, because he just likes his creation and goes beyond it and finds a solution, always the solution. And everyone looks at him and says, what a fabulous solution. What a good attitude of mind you have. You like everybody and you like everything. And I say, yep, that's my son. Now, do I like everything too? Do I have a fabulous reputation for being a good guy? Well, that's up to me. Me alone. If I see myself always liking my creation, liking the people who are in my world, liking the circumstances who are in my world, liking all of the attitudes that come up in my life, and I say, all is divine, all is good, all is beautiful, all is wonderful, then that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, and it's just the way it's always going to be. But how about you? How do you want your life to be? How do you want your world to be? What sort of attitude do you want to have in your life? What sort of attitude do you want to have in your world? Is your attitude one of joy and peace and harmony? Or is your attitude one of confusion and misunderstanding? Just what is your attitude? What is your thought about yourself? What is your being about yourself? Do you like yourself? Then be that way. Claim that, name that, and enjoy that in everything you do, because that's all that matters, is what you think about yourself, of what you think about your life. I like my creation, no exception. I like all the creation in the world. I look around and I see war, and instantly I say, that's not the creation I want. So I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And I look at that nation, and I look at that group of people, or I look at the neighbors who are in war and conflict, and I see them in peace. And I say, all is in divine order. All is peace. All is right action. All is truth. All is wonder. All is me. I like my creation. No exception. And how big my creation or small my creation, I like it all. Because I like me. I like me. And you know what? I like you. I like you because I think you're a wonderful being. I think you're a wonderful creature. And I look at you and I see everything you do is good and very good. Everything you do is loving. Everything you do is outstanding and glorious and wonderful. Now, you have the privilege of looking at yourself and saying, I like my creation, no exception. You have the privilege of looking at yourself and saying, all is in divine order. You have the chance of looking at your creation and saying, all is peace. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace with my neighbors, and peace with my friends, and peace with my family, and peace with all. And it began with me. And that peace is in my heart. That peace is in my life. That peace is in me all the time. And how wonderful it is. Delight in that peace in your world now, because that's what matters. It only matters what's going on in your world. I like my creation, no exceptions. And you are my creation, no exception. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.